AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Japan's Emperor Naruhito declares the one-year delayed 2020 Tokyo Olympics underway. Tennis star Naomi Osaka lit the cauldron at the Olympic Stadium, but the games get underway under pandemic conditions. Few in the stands as the athletes, most of them masked, entered the stadium in their parade. Outside protests against the games. The AP's Charles Della Desma has this.
Police stopped demonstrators moving forwards to get nearer to the stadium, one officer shouting into a megaphone, "Since it's dangerous, please do not push." The anti-games lobby hold up placards, "Stop the Olympics, no Olympics, and cancel the Olympics, save lives." The games, largely without spectators, are going ahead as the International Olympic Committee and the Japanese government face strong opposition within the host nation. I'm Charles Della Desma.
The bootleg fire keeps burning in southern Oregon. Crews have made some progress with about 40% containment of the nation's largest wildfire. Along the Nevada-California state line, more homes being evacuated because of the Tamarack fire. Ed Hill, one of those forced to leave.
Well, I was worried about my house because there's a mountain right behind my house and the fire was coming right down, and so I don't know if my house is there or not.
Extremely dry conditions and recent heat waves tied to climate change have made wildfires harder to fight. An engineer hired to help figure out why a South Florida condominium collapsed last month is warning officials it still might not be safe enough to reopen the avenue out in front. Structural engineer Alan Klissmeyer warning Collins Avenue could crumble because of the building's underground parking garage. Heading into afternoon trading, the Dow is up more than 220 points. This is AP News. An AP NORC poll finds 80% of those not vaccinated against the coronavirus were definitely or probably refused the shots, claiming the vaccines don't work against the Delta variant, despite evidence that they do. A name change in Cleveland.
The team has been the Indians since 1915.
Together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
The new name was revealed in a video narrated by Tom Hanks. The change was triggered by a national reckoning by teams and institutions to permanently drop logos and names considered racist.
And now it's time to unite as one family, one community, to build the next era for this team and this city, to keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest.
3 years ago, the Indians stopped wearing their Chief Wahoo logo on their jerseys and caps. Not far from the team's ballpark, on a bridge over the Cuyahoga River, are two large landmark stone edifices referred to as Guardians. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.